Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The big meeting between Mayor Adams and the incoming Trump administration border czar, that happens today at City Hall. Our Glenn Shuck is there and joins us.
Yeah, good morning. This should happen around 1 this afternoon. The meeting coming at the request of the mayor with Tom Homan. They're face-to-face, and Homan recently spoke, as he has quite a bit, about all of this on News Nation.
I'm tired of children dying in that border. I'm tired of children being sexually assaulted by some animals in these cartels. I'm also tired of 300,000 children that were released into this country by this administration that they lost track of.
Adams for many weeks now has been calling on violent migrants to be deported, drawing the ire of groups like the New York Immigration Coalition. Their president, Murad Awada, spoke with us.
We need him to actually step up and lead as a leader of New York City that has been built by every wave of immigration that has come to this city and this state that has made it what it is today and continues to power it into the future.
There'll be quite a bit of activity here today. Protesters will be gathering outside City Hall before, during, and after this big meeting. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at City Hall.
Two accused rapists in the Bronx, and cops say only one has been caught. 21-year-old Gregory Williams is accused of punching a 26-year-old woman multiple times early yesterday before assaulting her near a building on Virginia and Wood Avenues. Cops were able to use surveillance video to catch him at a homeless shelter. Separately, police are out with photos of the man who they say raped a woman on November 28th inside a red Honda near 1982 Westchester Avenue. We'll have that image up at 1010winds.com. Worried about all those drones that have been hovering over parts of our area, mostly in New Jersey, over the last month? Well, here's something new to be concerned about. New Jersey Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia was among the state officials who met Thursday with Homeland Security. She says the devices appear to avoid detection by traditional methods. Meantime, we're not getting much by way of explanation from the feds.
Over at the Pentagon, spokesperson Sabrina Singh is reassuring the public that this is not one of our enemies like Iran trying to wreak havoc.
We have no evidence that these activities are coming from a foreign entity or the work of an adversary.
Governor Phil Murphy says there were nearly 50 reported drone sightings over one night. And since mid-November, they've been seen over at least 10 counties. New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith is fed up.
We better be really, really aggressive in deciphering who is deploying these.
So far, no one seems to know. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
So lately, we've been hearing about so many different kinds of scams, right? Well, today, a heads up about deed theft, for which there are some new laws on the books designed to protect you from that. Central Brooklyn State Senator Zelnor Myrie tells 1010 Winds people need to take the time to make sure all your paperwork is in order.
This is a crime that is punishable maximally with prison time. It is treating deed theft like we treat other grand larceny, because that is functionally what it is. It is robbing people of generational wealth, robbing the most precious thing that they have, their home.
He and others to speak more about this later this morning outside Archie Spigner Park in St. Albans, Queens. Sex trafficking is a family business. Those are the charges against three New York siblings.
Manhattan U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says this has been going on for more than a decade.
Between at least 2010 and at least 2021, the Alexander brothers worked together and with others to repeatedly and violently drug, sexually assault, and rape dozens of female victims.
Alon Alexander runs a family security agency. Oren and Tal Alexander are luxury real estate agents with an office in New York who allegedly used their prestige to lure victims to parties and events.
The Alexander brothers and other men they planned the trips with paid for the flights or accommodations for the women on these trips.
The brothers also face state charges in Florida. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office.
Thinking of buying one of those devices making the rounds on social media that people are using to cover their license plates? The message from city officials, don't. In fact,
more than 73,000 illegal ghost cars have been taken off city streets, and just weeks before congestion pricing goes into effect, MTA's chief security officer Mike Kemper gives this warning to those trying to evade them with ghost cars.
To anyone even thinking about evading tolls and operating a ghost car, don't. Because if you do, as I mentioned, you will be stopped and there will be serious consequences.
He says drivers could be fined, arrested, and even have their cars impounded. The NYPD is also cracking down, looking for ghost cars throughout the city. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
If you park a ghost vehicle anywhere in our neighborhoods, we will remove it.
Darius Razzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Could be street closures down by Wall Street later this morning. Why?
President-elect Trump is expected to be on Wall Street in the morning to ring the opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange. That's according to four people with knowledge of his plans. Trump also is expected to be announced as Time Magazine's 2024 Person of the Year. That's according to a person familiar with the selection. It would be a notable moment of twin recognitions for Trump, who was born and bred in New York. Trump was Time Magazine's Person of the Year in 2016 when he was first elected to the White House. Time has declined to confirm the selection ahead of Thursday morning's announcement. I'm Mike Hempen.
Longtime Democratic strategist James Carville weighing in on all things political. He sat down with our website chief David Kaplan and floated the idea of Mayor Adams switching parties.
He said he's thinking about being a Republican. He's planning for a pardon. I think he fits in better over there. He should do that. He'd be more comfortable there. I really believe that. And we would be more comfortable having you there.
Well, Carville's promoting the CNN documentary, Carville, Winning is Everything Stupid, which is streaming on Max. As for the future of the Democratic Party, he says the current group of Democratic hopefuls for governor of New Jersey are the upcoming stars. In fact, he called them stunningly competent. You could see the full interview at 1010winds.com. It's that time of year. He certainly is, but before all the Santas get on the subway, you'll need to ditch the booze. SantaCon is this Saturday. Both the MTA and New Jersey Transit are reminding folks that there is a ban on booze on mass transit. That was actually first implemented in 2012 to prevent bad behavior during this annual bar crawl. The MTA says it will have additional cops on duty to enforce the ban. New Jersey Transit reminding everyone that the same ban will also be in effect for Saturday the 21st for the Hoboken version of the event.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.